ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is this. We know in the Holy Quran that the Holy Quran recounts and relates for us the story of Hazrat Ibrahim. When Hazrat Ibrahim was a youth, he was living amongst polytheists, amongst idol worshippers, and in one case, what he did in order to kind of guide these idol worshippers to to the realization that the worship of idols is meaningless, what he did is he broke certain idols, and then he put the axe which he broke the idols with around the neck of the biggest idol there, and when these people came, he said that I didn't break them, the idols broke them, right? Why couldn't they prevent, if they are really gods, why couldn't they prevent, themselves from being destroyed? So somebody might ask and might, argue in the following way. He might say that we believe that the Imams alayhi salam, they have God-given power. They are alive. They have God-given power, supernatural powers, and at the same time, right? Their graves were destroyed, by certain individuals, right? So somebody might say that, well, if these Imams alayhi salam, they really did have this power, then why couldn't they prevent, their graves from being destroyed? This is something similar to what. The way in which Hazrat Ibrahim argued. So this is the question here, and this shows that this person would say that this shows that these beings, these people, they don't really have this power. First of all, in order to answer this question, we can say that the belief of the people of the nation of Abraham, they were. There was different from the belief of the Shias with respect to their belief with respect to these idols is different from the belief of the Shias with respect to their Imams alayhi wasalam. These people, they believed that these idols were actually God, but these Shias, they don't believe that these Imams are God. Rather, they believe that they are God's creatures, and that they are special creatures of God. God has given them these powers. It's true, but not that they are in fact God, and therefore the power that God has given them is conditioned. Right? It's not absolute in the way that the power of a God would be absolute. And also, the destruction of these idols is different from the destruction of the graves of the Aima alayhi salam. The destruction of the graves of the Aima is different from, is not the destruction of the Aima alayhi salam, right? The destruction of the idols was actually the destruction of the idols themselves, right? The destruction of the graves of the Aima alayhi salam is destruction of a symbol of their existence, right? Actually, it kind of, in fact, reinforces their superiority, reinforces their superiority. It actually affirms their mazlumiyat. It reinforces their fact that they were oppressed in their lives and in after their deaths, right? So it's wrong to kind of compare these two events with one another. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the destruction of the graves of the A'imma. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.